Well, good morning. It's 8:74 degrees here on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. I'm walking way too late in the day. 74 isn't too bad when you're sitting around in the shade. Key points there, sitting around and in the shade, neither of which describe what's going on here, although right at the moment I am in a nice chunk of shade. I'll be in it for a while until I turn to go east again. The morning schedule got a little bit disrupted today. And rather than take some of the other options, like walk on the treadmill or take advantage of a 3-day, I decided that I would just put on my big boy shoes and brave it. It hasn't been terrible. The walk westward with the sun beating on me, I actually had a nice little breeze coming out of the north-northwest that was sweeping along the street, being amplified by all the cars zooming by. It's amazing how much of a breeze a string of cars going 40 miles an hour, 3 feet away from you, can generate. And me trusting that none of them are going to actually jump onto the sidewalk and wipe me out. So, Blues is the Truth this morning. Some great tunes. I'm really getting into having my 20 minutes of blues. That's very cool. Some of the music I wouldn't have called blues. Some of it's more, I don't know, maybe soul. Some of it's more pop. Or what I think of as pop. Nothing you would hear on Top 40 Radio. That's for damn sure. Anyway, now these snowball plants look terrible. I wonder what they did when I put in that fiber optic thing. In fact, none of these plants along here look all that healthy. I mean, it is, I put a note on the morning's haiku. There's a lot of confusion around seasons and haiku, which I have talked about probably too many times. We are in fall. August, September, October is autumn in haiku seasons. The quarterly, the cardinal points of equinox and solstice are the beginning of the astronomical season, but not the beginning of the actual on the ground season. And we're confused by it because of the thermal lag. The summer heat built up over the summer, bleeding into August, making August feel more like summer than fall. Even though, and I used to think, it's like, oh, that's kind of crazy. That's kind of silly. It's like, has it changed in 500 years? It has a little. But if I look around carefully, particularly looking at the grasses, which I have been doing, it's pretty evident. We're in harvest season. We're in the autumn of the year. We've started. It's not red leaves. It's not frosting on the pumpkin. But we've definitely turned the page. We've turned a corner on the season. It's hot as summer, but the days aren't as long. It's humid as summer, but it's also pretty dry. At least in some places. Some places it's just really wet. The climate migration, talking about the climate changing rather than people moving, but the way the climate is migrating is really interesting, horrifying aspect of what's going on in the world. Be that as it may. I'm almost done, finally, almost done with volume 19/21 of Wandering In. I need to get a drink. Still recording? I am. Okay. Yeah, it's hot. Holy shit. Couldn't be helped. It was not my doing. If I had gotten up at 4, I woke up at 4, but I went back to sleep again until 5. If I'd gotten up at 4, I probably could have got the walk in before the day went to hell. But I was tired. I went back to sleep. As it was, I barely got a little more than 7 hours. In large part because the Sunday night trivia had double feature last night. It ran till 9. So it was like 9:30, probably closer to 10 before I actually fell asleep. And I finally had enough water that I didn't get leg cramps. But that, of course, meant I had to get up more times in the middle of the night. I'm telling you, man. It's getting old stuff. Is only preferable to the inevitable alternative. Memento mori. As they say, memento mori. Asher Landscaping Inc. Oh no, Fisher. Kearney Matters, people. My wife is playing a game where the kerning of some entities leaves a little bit to be desired. There are a lot of flickering things, and that's sometimes leads to amusing, if not horrifying, misreadings. So the struggle with glucose continues. I've taken a few steps that are, I don't know, perhaps logical, perhaps based on science, worth a try. The first one is, I had done some time ago, and that's exercise after eating. And so the morning breakfast, which is usually following a depressing fasting glucose reading, but the walk after breakfast I think matters. I'm swapping up eggs and oatmeal, so I'll have eggs one day and oatmeal the next. My gut likes, my blood likes the eggs. It's a little ambivalent about the oatmeal. I think there's benefit in it. I'm looking for some alternate breads. And I remember the first time I went through this, I got some kind of odd bread. Morning. Hacking along, looking like I feel. I wonder if I look like I feel. Good something. Good guy. Wasn't good eats. It was. Anyway, it was a seeded 21 seed loaf. Commercial. And that was the bread that I ate before. I just couldn't eat very much of it. But it might take up some of the slack. The other thing is, I'm reading about other kinds of bread other than wheat flour, like rye. Coming up on it, get ready, sit with me. There's a form of rye bread, sourdough rye, made in, I want to say, Germany. Portly Pirate turned me onto it. That takes like 3 days to bake. And then it's so dried out, it doesn't really spoil. So there's very little water in it. All of the sugars have been metastasized into bread. And yeah, that's not something I can do. That's the starters for that are trade secrets, and it needs a special kind of pan. It's a Pullman pan that has a lid on it, and it needs very specific heat over the course of the various fermentations, and I just don't have that kind of capability. I don't. Much as I'd like to think I do, I don't. It's ridiculous. But I'm also looking at something called Ezekiel. Is it Ezekiel 4:9 bread? That's 4 grains or 3 grains on a legume or something. In theory, I can get it in the frozen food aisle, which would be ideal because I could keep it in the freezer and then break off the slice when I wanted a piece of toast, like with my egg. eating a naked egg, even with salsa guacamole, eating a naked egg is just ain't right, what can I say? Just ain't right. Oh yeah, this is where I was supposed to cross the street. It's not much cooler. So yeah, the science continues. The experimentation goes on. And lest I become too depressed, the 7-day average has gone down 20 points since I started. So, but it's not exact because I'm not always measuring the peaks. I'm not always measuring the valleys, for that matter. But trying to measure about the same place in the day. So, fasting in the morning, getting that in at 6 o'clock. Getting that reading in before my 6 o'clock breakfast. Not eating after 6 o'clock at night, so I've got a 12-hour window for my body to finish up what the day began. Try to convince it that
morning.
Try to convince it that it didn't need to keep pumping out glucose overnight. Because I wasn't going to eat again till morning. I'm a little bit leery about this practice. I have to say, I'm a little bit leery. But it's worth testing. It's worth trying. It's worth being skeptical about. But it's also, like anything, worth trying. Yikes. Man, I knew it was too hot to walk. It's not actually too hot to walk. The sun is too high. That's the problem. The ambient temperature is really not terrible. It's like 76. No Man's Sky, yeah. I still play No Man's Sky. It's not as all-consuming. Repeating the same things over and over again, just for the sake of doing them. Farming nanite clusters, farming units by tracking down derelict ships, and then salvaging them. Once you've done it a few hundred times, it kind of loses the excitement of, ooh, look what I found. Particularly if what you find is, for the most part, 90% of the time, not all that exciting. And building ships That seems like a complete waste. Once you've built a Corvette, which comes really early in the playthrough, once you've built a Corvette, that's really the only ship you need. I do have one hauler that I've called Suitcase, so that I can stash stuff in it and then summon it wherever I need it. Once you have a few of these basic structures in place, I mean, some of the other stuff, the recycling hazardous waste, well, it seems like it should be a good idea. It seems like it could be fun. The problem is the equipment sucks so bad. Oh my God. You have to pick the waste up and drop it in a truck, an eight-wheeled truck called the Colossus. And then you have to drive the Colossus back to the waste management facility. In order to turn it in for nanites, which is sort of the point. So you go to all this trouble. You take an hour to get a load, about 20 minutes to get a load and unload it and get 500 nanites. It's like, really? A whole 500 nanites, huh? When you can get 1900 from 2 minutes of playing with runaway mold, which is everywhere. Well, not everywhere, you have to find it. But once you found it, it's like set up a base, pick up the mold. What are we doing here? I thought he was going in, apparently not. You've barely got the lid off the sprinkler system. Willow Sister's looking willowy. A little bit of cloud cover coming in. That's good. We like that. Cloud cover is good. Oh, he did turn around and come back. There's all sorts of city cars around here today. I wonder what the hell's going on. Well, whatever it is, doesn't involve me, which I'll take. 24 minutes. Yeah, slow pace. Hey, it's a walk. And against all the odds, it's a talk. Assuming I don't screw it up and delete it instead of upload it or something. Classic, which I have done in the past. So, here I am. At the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll remember to tell you the date when I start. And I'll talk to you then.